Welcome to Insights into Insurance from the A-Team at Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.
It's a Saturday morning. That means it's time for our Insights into Insurance program here on 1450 KATE. Mike Whitus, along with Tom Sorensen from Americana Insurance. Good morning to you, Tom.
Hey, good morning, Mike.
You know, with Americana Insurance, we've talked about this before, Tom. You're proactive versus reactive as far as an insurance company is considered. You always look at try to save clients as much as they can when it comes time to filing a claim. If they have to file a claim, we talked about that last week. But more importantly, you try to educate your customers on different things. And you have an event coming up that really educates, and it's a bonus for your clients.
Right, Mike. It'll start on Monday, September 9th. What we got is it's our 15th annual fire extinguisher refill event. That's a lot to say. 15th annual fire extinguisher refill event. And what we do is we partner up with some guy called Al Minnelbrooks with Brooks Safety. And we'll maybe have to talk to him here in a little bit. So, warning to the listeners. So what we got is an agreement with Brook Safety from September 9th, and that week they can bring in their fire extinguishers if they have an insurance policy with us. And first of all, you can get a 25% discount on the services of either fire extinguisher refill or servicing the fire extinguisher. But we also have a couple insurance companies, Nationwide and Farmers Mutual, that will actually pay for the refilling of the fire extinguisher. So some of these people can get it as no charge for that service.
Well, welcome in Al Brooks with Brooks Safety and Equipment. And we'll call it Minnow because I think most people know you as Minnow. You know, you're involved in the community, and this is just another way that you kind of give back to the community and try to make the community as safe as possible, Minnow, and working with Americana Insurance.
Yeah, you know, first I'd like to thank Tom. This has been a few years we've been doing this now, and it's always been a pleasure to work with him. I think we're up to this thing that Tom offers. I think last year we were kind of getting up there between 100 to 150 extinguishers that are being brought in now by the people, and I get to meet some of them. I get to talk to them. I get to talk to them about their extinguishers themselves. I get a lot of questions from them. I'm able to give a lot of answers, and I just feel good about being able to offer the people the opportunity to learn about extinguishers, how to use them, and feel safe in their home.
We also have another guest, Jeff Laskowski, is with us. And Jeff, let's talk a little bit. We'll come back with Minnow, but let's talk about fire extinguishers, because really, one fire extinguisher does not fit all of the needs that some homeowners would need.
We better first tell the listeners who Jeff Laskowski is, just in case.
Well, I think everybody knows who Jeff.
Do they?
I think so. Jeff's been on a few times.
Has he? Yeah, all right.
All right. With the Elberthy Fire and Rescue. Jeff, let's talk about, there are different types of fire extinguishers. You know, maybe you have a grease fire, maybe you have just a residential fire, but there are different types of fire extinguishers people need to be aware of.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, first, good morning. Great opportunity here for people to come in and take advantage of this and get the discounted prices and get their extinguishers taken care of. Because a lot of people don't realize they buy extinguishers and they go put them underneath the sink or in the back of a closet, and they never know what's there when they need it. So it's recognizing what kind of extinguisher you have and make sure you keep it serviced. The most common, obviously, is going to be your ABC extinguisher. It deals with all your ordinary combustibles, deals with oil fires and electrical fires. Most common what any homeowner is going to have, most farmers, things like that. It's just kind of the most common extinguisher you can find out there. Easiest service, probably the one that, as we're going by Minnow here, probably services the most with, and takes care of a few farmers potentially out there might have a Class D extinguisher. If you have a metal lathe, anything like that, if you do any machining in your shop, you probably have a Class D extinguisher for taking care of those combustible metals and stuff that may start on fire.
And that's a good point, though, that because some farmer or something that does that work, they might just think, I just need to go get a fire extinguisher, and they might not know that a D is what they, because it's not like a one-size-fits-all type of fire extinguisher.
Exactly, yeah, because if if you have a metal fire and you try to use an ABC extinguisher on it, it doesn't do a whole lot. It doesn't won't extinguish that fire. That Class D just creates a cocoon around that metal and melts over the top of it and stops the oxygen from getting there. So it makes it easier to use for that type of fire. So you got to have the right extinguisher for the right fire. And to make sure that you're doing the proper service, which American Insurance here is doing, giving you that opportunity to make sure it's serviced. Every fire extinguisher should be touched annually by a service technician, that they can do a pressure test and make sure everything's up and ready to go with that extinguisher. And then at least once a month, you should be checking it. One of the big things people forget a lot of times is to tip that extinguisher over, maybe give it a little tap on the bottom, just make sure because that ABC extinguisher has a dry powder in it. If you just leave it upright and you don't do anything with it for a year, there's a good chance that powder in the bottom could become a brick. So when you decide to come and use it, hit the button and all you do is get a little air out of it and nothing discharges. Especially combines, tractors, where it sits there and just vibrates. Make sure, there about once a week you're checking it, servicing, make sure that the gauge is within the operating parameters where it should be in there, and then make sure that you're tipping it to feel that powder moving from side to side.
Yeah, actually, that's one thing that I've learned over the years is you would think the vibration of a fire extinguisher would keep that powder from doing the, what I want to say, compacting, but it's actually the opposite. It actually makes that hard and compact, anything with vibration or movement or things like that.
That dry powder in there, that vibration kind of creates a heat within that stuff, and it melts down and connects itself together and just becomes one big brick in there. And we had a big recall a few years back for extinguishers that didn't work when people used them. A lot of those were actually probably where people didn't check them and they went to use them and nothing came out. I just saw a video the other day. Some lady had a oven fire and she called 911, was trying to use her extinguisher, and she was pushing on that button all she could on the top and couldn't get anything to come out of it. And you could tell right away as soon as she started flinging around that that's what was going on. Yeah. Everything compacted the bottom of it and the extinguisher didn't work.
That's one thing maybe we can touch upon, too, is folks do buy fire extinguishers. Middle, you're aware that there's a lot of fire extinguishers out there. But one thing, Jeff, that maybe we should touch upon is once there is a fire in a home, obviously there's a situation where forget the fire extinguisher. You just need to get yourself and your family outside. And correct me if I'm wrong, a lot of times a fire extinguisher will help with maybe those initial, you say, maybe an oven fire, if there's a grease fire on top of the stove. But obviously, if something is a little bit larger than that, the first call should be 911 and then get out of the home.
Absolutely. 911 should be your first deal. Like we talked about at the beginning, like I said, most people shove them underneath their sink or in the back of a closet. The extinguisher should actually be mounted on a wall by your exit doors. That way you go to the door, you grab the extinguisher, you determine whether or not you can fight that fire, and then you always have the door to your back. You end up not getting the fire between you and your exit route. That way when you get to the door and the fire is too big, it's growing too much already by that point, you're right by the door, you just get outside. We can replace stuff, we can't replace you. So that's the important piece. But yeah, oven fires, grease fires on top of the oven. We typically say with most home extinguishers, nothing more than a garbage can style size fire. If it's outside the garbage can type thing, if it's bigger than that, you're beyond what that extinguisher is going to handle for what you're going to be able to do with it. Even if the extinguisher can get it, it's generating so much smoke by that point that it's going to overcome you just with the smoke.
Today is a good time to maybe check around the house, your apartment, around the farm to make sure, number one, that fire extinguisher is up to date. And number two, you know where it's located, because a lot of times, as you said, Jeff, that extinguisher may have been bought and put underneath the cupboard, or it's out in the shop, and you really have no idea where it's at because you put the soap and the detergent in front of the fire extinguisher, and if you did have a small fire, next thing you know, you're scrambling to try and find out where I actually put that extinguisher.
Correct.
Let's take our first break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the 15th Annual Fire Extinguisher Refill Program with Brooks Safety and Equipment and American Insurance. And we'll talk more with Minnow when we come back on our Insights into Insurance program here on KATE 1450.
This is Renee Uhlenhop from Americana Insurance Group in Albert Lea and Wells. We are offering our 15th annual fire extinguisher refill event. Any of our clients that have policies can get a 25% discount on their fire extinguisher refills, or for some that qualify, free refills. Please go to our website at AmericanaInsurance.com and find out more details, or call our office at 507-377-2000.
Americana Insurance, we're the A-Team.
Welcome back to our Insights into Insurance program on this Saturday morning on Kate Radio. Mike Whitus, along with Tom Sorensen, Jeff Lostkowski from Albert E. Fire and Rescue, and Minnow Brooks with Brooks Safety and Equipment. And Tom, we've talked about being proactive with Americana Insurance Group, and let's touch a little bit more with Minnow about this 15th annual fire extinguisher refill program.
Yeah, well, how this all started back 15 years ago was we did this for our farmers because of right before harvest. And then we expanded on it to our homeowners, and anybody that's got a policy with us qualifies for this this program. And so Al has been doing this, Minnow, with us, and it's kind of interesting because we have quite a number of, well, like you were saying, I think we were right up at about 150 fire extinguishers last year. And when Jeff was talking about, you know, find them underneath the kitchen sink and whatever, well, some of these fire extinguishers that we get in, what have we had, Minnow? Ones that are from the 60s, 70s, maybe even 50s, fire extinguishers that come in?
Yeah, we've gotten a couple in the late 50s, the kind that you have to pump and not realize, and I don't know if they just thought maybe I would use them as a souvenir or whatever, but they've actually asked me if I could
get rid of them,
get them to work or whatever, right. And I just kind of discard them for them, you know.
Right.
I get several in the 60s. Late 60s, really, really common in the late 60s.
And one thing, Minnow, we should talk about is there's a date that you can actually service on these fire extinguishers.
Yeah, correct. They had, you know, like kind of pointed out, like when Jeff was talking about putting them in a box. There is a, back in 2008, they started the NFPA Fire Association tried to figure out a way that these extinguishers could be looked at a little more frequently and not have such old ones out that the cylinders weren't passing the test on them. So they have a NFPA guideline on 84, and they have a, where if it's older than 1984, I can no longer, as a service tech, take that cylinder and fill it or put it back in service because they feel at that point it's been tested so many times that the cylinders can get weak itself. So they just made a determination that anything manufactured before 1984 has become obsolete.
So you may not know when you bought your fire extinguisher, where you put it, if it's in the combine or if it's in the shed or if it's under the kitchen sink. Now would be a great time to bring it as Americana Insurance has teamed up with Brooks Safety and Equipment on this 15th annual fire extinguisher refill program. And, you know, for those folks that are not part of the Americana Insurance Group, Minnow, they can always give you a call as well and have them test that extinguisher to make sure, because nothing more, it could be frustrating at times. If there is a small kitchen fire, as Jeff said, with Albert E. Fire and Rescue, anything bigger than maybe a small garbage can fire, you want to get out of the house and call 911. So if you're not a member of the Americana Insurance Group, Minnow can help you with that, but we want to get the extinguishers tested and refilled. And Tom, with Americana Insurance, a proactive company as always, we've talked, fall harvest is right around the corner. So those farmers maybe are gearing up to get the heads put on the combine and the corn. But another thing to check is that fire extinguisher.
Absolutely. And just so they know, Mike, we're going to have brand new fire extinguishers available. What happens is some of these people do bring in these old fire extinguishers, so then Al will say, I can't legally service these, and so then the individual might want to replace it or buy one, or they just say, I need some more, okay, and then they can buy them from us too, and we're going to have them available right at our office, so it'll be a good thing for us to do.
And Jeff, real quickly, with the Albert E. Fire and Rescue, if someone does have a fire extinguisher, and they've never used one before, can Albert E. Fire and Rescue help them with maybe going through the process of actually using a fire extinguisher?
Absolutely, yep. We have different training evolutions. We can come out and work with different people and put them through a fire extinguisher training. Just a couple weeks ago, I had a lady stop in and go, I never used one before, and we got one of our training demos and went through the whole process on how to use it right then and there with her, so that way she felt more comfortable if she had to use it in her own home.
And Mike, we've actually had Jeff and his team come and do training with clients of ours, like commercial clients that it's the fire extinguisher simulator that we do. And that's one thing about it. A fire extinguisher is a lot of times people just think, oh, pull the pin and spray. Well, there is a little bit more to it. I don't want to tell them that they need to be scared to do that, but there is a little bit more to that and how to spray that. So, okay. It's a really neat simulator.
And, of course, it's Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. It starts September 9th. The deadline is September 13th at 5 p.m. You can just stop into Americana Insurance right on West Main Street here. Drop them off, and Brooks Safety and Equipment will take care of them.
Yep, and they can look up more information on our website at www.americanainsurance.com. And then so the deadline is September 13th, and then Minnow will have them back to our office by the Friday the 20th.
All right. If they have questions, 377-2000. If they'd like to email you, Tom, on a topic for our Insights program,
insights@americainsurance.com.
All right. Minnow, Jeff, Tom, thanks for coming in on a Saturday morning. That'll wrap up this edition of our Insights into Insurance program here on KATE 1450.
Thanks, guys.
You've been listening to Insights into Insurance from the Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.